Here's an example that involves same-sex harassment in which employer responses made the situation even worse than it already was. The EEOC alleged that a male lot manager at a car dealership in Albuquerque, under the direction of the general manager, subjected male employees to highly offensive forms of sexual harassment. This included sexual comments, solicitations for sex, and inappropriate touching and grabbing of their bodies. Employees who objected experienced retaliation in the form of punitive discipline and, in some cases, termination. The lawsuit was settled for over $2 million in relief for the more than 50 victims. Additionally, the company was required to begin evaluating and monitoring their managers on compliance with anti-discrimination laws and to change training requirements for all employees and managers. This case underscores that all employees, male and female, are entitled to work in an environment free of sexual harassment and retaliation.